Well, looking at the lineup for this weekend, huge event taking place as it does every year, Listowel Racing Festival 2025 getting underway at the weekend, 21st to the 27th of September. With me on the line to talk about it, director of the Listowel Races, Pat Healy. Pat, good morning to you.
You're getting excited, Jerry.
I am, but I tell you what's depressing me. The weather, mother of sweet divine. We've had no breaks since September started. It's like the summer was switched off with a light switch. Is it going to have any effect, and what are your hopes for next week? And there is some positive news on the weather front. We're hearing a high pressure is moving in.
You're after hitting the hammer with the nail there now, Jerry. We've never known a September like it. And we've had 7 inches of rain, about 100, nearly 160 mils of rain since the 1st of September. Dan Connell, our track man, he's a brilliant track manager. And Dan is telling me that the track has taken 7 inches of rain. You know it, everybody knows it. And we have an eye on the weather forecast, of course. There is a high pressure due next Tuesday or Wednesday, which would be fantastic if we get it. But it has been a tough slog. And look, we're in a good place at the minute. We're all guns blazing. We kick off on Sunday. The 167th renewal, would you believe, of the Harvest Festival. And as I said, 7 days. Of course, our flagship race is the Guinness Kerry National next Wednesday. And we have a great entry for that. We've all the big names, all the big trainers are targeting it. William Mullins, Elliot, of course, Rakeel Man, Eric McNamara, who's won it 3 times. The Bromhead, Cromwell, so we're delighted. We have a new €100,000 handicap hurdle next Friday, which, of course, is the world-renowned McElligott's Ladies' Day. McElligott's car sales in Tralee, huge sponsors, and it's a world-renowned Ladies' Day, Jerry, where the Bull McCabe meets Carrie Bradshaw from Sex and the City. It's a unique Ladies' Day, and we can't wait. So we're really looking forward to it. Of course, Brenda Daly and Marie in the office are flying with the phones. Ticket sales are well ahead of last year. We're really, really excited.
It should be brilliant. What kind of crowds are you expecting?
Wednesday on are our big days, Jerry, and Wednesday on are our National Hunt days. We kick off our National Hunt card on Sunday. Monday and Tuesday are our flat days, but then, of course, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday are our big National Hunt days. Lots of accommodation being looked for. Lots of people up the country ringing the accommodation office. We always get visitors from England, Northern Ireland, Dublin, all over the country. So we're looking forward to welcoming old friends back, and we're looking forward to meeting new friends.
Should be brilliant. Now, on the racing itself, Gordon Elliott's been talking in recent days. He's singled out 3-card Bragg as his best chance of landing what would be a 3rd Kerry Guinness National next week.
Yeah. Gordon, of course, he has 5 entries in the race. It's a big prize money race. That's why they all target it. Our great friend JP McManus has never won the race, and I was looking there yesterday. JP has 2 entries in the race. I know it's a niche JP wants to scratch. He wants to win the Kerry National. Willie Mullins has an entry for him, and Henry de Bromhead, so keep an eye on those. And of course, Eric McNamara always targets it over the road. Gavin Cromwell won it last year. So look, it's going to be an exciting contest.
Yeah, certainly is. Look, you've got Ladies' Day to look forward to as well. And I know there's a huge social side of things as well that goes on all around the racing, Pat.
There is, Jerry. It's always Ladies' Day is huge now for Listowel. It's a magnificent day on the Friday. And I think the Harvest Festival, Jerry, is worth 13 or 14 million to the North Kerry economy. So it's a huge event. It's very important for tourism, for hospitality. And look, we're lucky in Listowel. We have a great community. The town of Listowel gets behind it and puts their arms around the festival and minds it. They want everybody to have a nice time. The town looks well. All the shops are painted up. The lights are up around the town. We have the amusements. The Tidy Towns Committee do a fantastic job. We're very lucky. And as I said, we are proud of it in Listowel. We always wanted to be a success, and this year is no different to any other year.
Yeah, indeed. Well, look, Pat, good luck with it. Tell me finally, look, with the rain that's falling at the moment, the going for Sunday? Is it possible to predict it at this stage?
Jerry, it's at the minute on Sunday we're National Hunt, which is jumping. We have a jumping card on Sunday and we'll be soft ground.
Yeah.
Obviously, to be honest, I'm a small bit worried about Saturday. We'll be keeping an eye on Saturday with the form. 1 minute it tells us we're not going to get too much. The next minute it tells us we're going to get a lot.
It's very uncertain. Very uncertain.
It's very uncertain. But look, we'll be okay. At the minute, we're flying all guns blazing. If there's any change, we will let people know. And we got great news this morning, Jerry. Great news. Our very own Oisin Murphy. He's going to be crowned champion jockey in England for the fourth time this year. Oisin is coming to ride in the stall on Tuesday. So that's absolutely brilliant news for the Harvest Festival. And we look forward to welcoming Oisin and congratulating him on his fourth champion jockey title in England. You know he brought out a book, so he told me he's going to bring a few books and he'll sign them. And you can get to meet the great Oisin on Tuesday in the stall also.
Brilliant, brilliant. Great stuff. All right, Pat, looking forward to it. And thanks a million for talking to us about it on the programme this morning.
Look forward to seeing you, Jerry. God bless. Bye-bye.
There you go. That's Pat Healy there of Listowel Race Company. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme.